Good afternoon. Early morning clouds and scattered showers continue to erode away across interior New York and New England, and we're enjoying more and more sunshine as the day goes on. This trend will continue through the afternoon, and temperatures will continue to rebound back through the 60s. So for the most part, we'll be in the middle to upper 60s on average across the region by late day today. High pressure that brought us a great weekend temporarily took a break off into the Canadian Maritimes, but now it will back in from the east again. And this high will dominate the weather through the remainder of the midweek period. For tomorrow, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and highs will be right back up towards 70. On Thursday, we'll have a weak disturbance rotating down the coast from the Maritimes, and as a result, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but still, we should be up into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. That disturbance and what's left of it will push through on Friday, and any clouds will give way to sunshine. A little bit more on the cooler side as a cool front slides on through early in the day, and temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 60s. We'll rebound once again for the weekend as the weather remains dry with high pressure in control both weekend days. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 70s, and it looks like the nice weather will continue into Monday with at least partly sunny skies and highs again in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Kansas into Iowa and Wisconsin. A stalled front will extend from western Kansas into central Iowa today and will provide a focus for afternoon and evening storm development due to convergence along the front and strong heating. Shear profiles will be marginally supportive of supercells and large hail, and locally damaging wind gusts will be possible. Meanwhile, a variety of weather hazards are possible for the central and western part of the country. Wind advisories are out for parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Idaho, and Montana, while freeze watches are out for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. There's even a winter storm watch for the I-25 area north of Denver from Fort Collins into Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, for up to 8 to 14 inches of snow through midweek. Finally, the river flooding in the Midwest is ongoing. Flood warnings remain in effect for the Red River in North Dakota and most of the mid and lower Mississippi River. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 23 at Crane Lake, Minnesota, and Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs near 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903, and the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll continue to have increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have mostly sunny skies later this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon with highs in the mid and perhaps even some upper 60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds up around 70 again. Sunshine on Thursday giving way to some cloud cover in the lower 70s. Back into the mid and upper 60s on Friday with increasing sun. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with high temperatures all 3 days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.